Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to be teaching on the subject, Prepare Yourself for Global Missions. Is that okay? Are you excited about that? Oh, yes. Prepare Yourself for Global Missions. If there's any word that can be used interchangeably for global missions, will be world evangelism. Okay, so let's first destroy, before I show you scripture, let's first destroy the grip of mediocrity on the church. Is that okay? The idea of thought process that is actually out of mediocrity so much in the Nigerian church. And amazingly, in other parts of Africa, they don't have the push that Nigeria has. And if we are having this challenge with Nigeria, so you can imagine what is going on in Uganda, in Namibia, in Zambia. And I'm apologies to those who are from these countries, particularly when you hear me mention your countries. Because one of the things that amazes me when you go to other African countries is that you don't find drive. You don't find push. And the only way people get to cope as against the drive you find in the average Nigerian is to make laws that restrict Nigerians. So we make laws against what we should learn from. You see? And this down to Ghana, down to South Africa, when they're having xenophobic issues all the time. You know, and one time I was thinking, why is that an average Christian is not thinking the world, or an average pastor? Why are we not thinking the globe? Why are we thinking the local church alone? Why are we not thinking other nations? It's simple. It's simple. We are still at the point where we see anything beyond Nigeria as luxury. That's it. Anything beyond Nigeria, you see it as luxury. You've not recovered from the childhood Obodo Yinbo mentality. You know what that means? This fellow has gone abroad. You see? So, the way God used to, what God used to broaden my mind was what I loved. And that's boxing. So, one time I was watching a boxing match, and it took place in Saudi Arabia. And somehow God saw my interest, and like he did with Moses and the burning bush, latch on the interest and asked me a question. If this match was to be at Madison Square Garden, will there be crowd? I said yes. If this match was to be in New York, will there be crowd? I said yes. If this crowd was to be in Sao Paulo, will there be crowd? I said yes. If this match was to be anywhere in the world, will there be crowd? I said yes. How are they achieving it? That they can move their match anywhere in the world and there is consistent result. But just when we move ministry to another country, we have two or three gathered and we rejoice and celebrate it. You see, Because many of us as believers have settled for smallness. That's it. That's it. So if WWE can have audience in South Africa, in Nigeria, in America, in Germany, what do they know that the church is yet to know? Do you understand what I'm saying? Is it simple enough? Am I helping your mind? Do you understand what I'm saying here? How many of you grew up watching wrestling, WWE? How many of you know Undertaker? How were they able to sell those brands to all nations? You know, one time I was listening to Pastor W.F. Kumuyi, and he said, the secret of Deeper Life's growth in the early days was when he had the opportunity of sitting with a continental manager of Coca-Cola. And that was the person that gave him the idea of how to make a brand viral. A church like Deeper Life, where you can't dare carry your hair like this. By now, you'll be outside with about 50 scarves, special donation from people. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you wear lipstick. Eyeshadow. Is there something like eyeshadow? Uh-huh. What does it do? It shadows the eye. Okay. Uh-huh. I don't know what it does. Eyebrow. That one. Eyeliner. Is it lip liner? Concealer. Yeah. And all those stuffs. If a church will have those strict rules and yet we still be viral, then they know something. Then imagine them knowing that same thing without those rules. They will take the world. Have you ever thought about that? They will take the... Don't see, let me tell you something. Don't joke with those guys, so. If they evangelize you, you'll be evangelized. You will give your life to Christ. They will frustrate you with love. They will carry your bucket. Wash your plate and wait for you to come to church. And they'll still give you a tie. You know what I found out? It doesn't matter how good a man is. If the vision is not big, he will be small. I'm saying this to bring us out of mediocrity and we can think the world. And it's not luxury. The reason why America, Canada, United Kingdom, and all those things still looks like luxury in your mind is because your vision is not that size, period. Let me ask you a question. Great supermarket, is it luxury? Talk to me. If you go to ShopRite, is it luxury? How many of you grew up from cradle, you were going to supermarket? Let me see. Maybe some of us had where we were born. You know, I grew up from Kano. The first supermarket I saw in my life was one place called Cinderella. And we sat there in the car looking at it and said, my God. So it felt like luxury. That, you know, when you watch Nigerian film, like, oh, you are going the row and picking what you want. But now, is it still luxury? Normal. The size of your vision can shrink the globe. It can. It will bring America closer. It just looks like backyard. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm going somewhere and I needed to lay this foundation. Let me give another instance. I don't know if you remember the time that you were I know you won't lie. The first time you were trying to get into a relationship or knowing what it means to like a person, but your parents must not know. Anybody here? But how many of you saw the time switch till the same parents start asking you, Alpha? Anybody like that? That's the way life is. I'm trying to help your mind. That's the way life is. All the things that look so far, so big, almost unattainable, another moment, God is asking you, what will you do with them? Because now you have it. Think the globe and think missions. Is that okay? I'm going somewhere. So if you look at the book of Luke, chapter number 10, Luke chapter number 10, from verse 1. Now let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. How many city? How many place? How many city? How many city? What's the scope of Jesus? Every city. That's the scope. All right. What's the next scripture there now? Verse 2 now. 1, 2, 3, go. The harvest is what? Truly great. So what does that mean? There is work. True? What does that mean? There's work. Let me say this to you. When you understand this simple principle, you will discover. I want to say a statement that is very harsh, but I will say it. You will discover that God is not doing you a favor when he makes you global. The assignment needs it. Is that okay? How do I help you understand this? Say loud and clear, the work is great. In Nigeria, it is great. In Canada, it is great. In fact, it is greater there. Because there's so much problem. Oh, yes. There's so much problem. It is greater in UK. I was going to collect a statistics that Pidan read during the Kano Apostolic Conference meeting. Very depressing one. Yes. We couldn't mention the religion on speaker for where we were. You know. That's Islam. They've taken over London. Actually, they have. Okay? They have taken over London. And they are grooming someone that will be the first American Islamic president. You see what I'm saying? Between now and the next 2-3 elections, you'll see that the person is going to come out. Sound eloquent. So when Apostle Aaron said that, how many of you noticed that during the interview, the moment he mentioned that Jesus is most likely going to be here in the next 50 years and all that, I wrapped up the interview. Yes. Yes. Because these are not things we can discuss publicly. But there are indices. Any moment America betrays Israel, we calm down. And it will happen soon. The media propaganda war is going on. Saw a video where they were the in quote CMD of an hospital was speaking, and he had piles of body behind, saying Israel just launched a rocket to this hospital, and look at the number of babies that have been killed. And while he was talking, he didn't know that one amongst the people that were put in the body bag was moving, was trying to cover himself very well, and now I was adjusting the leg. It's media war. too many things to teach you guys. But at first, you must grow beyond bread and butter. Too many things to teach you guys. There's work. And for those of you who are listening to me from UK, you must understand, there is a greater purpose. There is a greater purpose. It's not about access to better life. Let me say this to you. Let me be very honest with you. I know we say Nigeria is bad, Nigeria is bad, but God can prosper you in this land. Believe what I'm saying. I'm just being honest with you. Let me be very frank with you. All right? Because if it's just about greener pasture, then you have missed it. And they are very depressing stuffs. The highest paying jobs now in UK and America requires your Sundays. And the system is so interesting. Actually, what they use in America is a Babylonian system. Is it Babylonian or Egyptian? Just give me a moment. No, it is Egyptian system. Where you break bricks, and at the end of the day, you cannot live middle class. And that's why I love what Archbishop Nsidausa said, that a lizard in Nigeria is not an alligator in America, or a crocodile in America. I'm just being honest with you. Okay? There must be a greater purpose. That's the truth. There must be a greater purpose. That's the truth. And we need to review our curriculums. No, you're in Abuja, you're in Ibadan, you're in Lagos. Many of us don't know what is coming. Islam is growing fast. Saudi Arabia alone invested, listen to this, $1 trillion for global Islamization. That is their form of evangelism. How much? $1 trillion. And football as a strategy for that is taking less than maybe $100 billion. And that's why you will see that it is looking like some of your most strategic players are going to Saudi Arabia. From Messi, Ronaldo, Di Maria. Is Neymar too in Saudi Arabia now? Can you imagine? He's in Saudi Arabia now. Who else again? Benzema. I saw Benzema. He had an hat trick. Can you imagine? Sadio Mane too is in Saudi Arabia. So the idea is, we'll keep watching and watching till EPL is no longer the in thing now. It is the Arabian club. So are you seeing it? Till eventually, your eyes will now have to turn to the east, and they will infiltrate the world with that. That's why I said, and I had to write this out, when, you know, people following our messages online and like, my God, who is this pastor? I'm like, see, I'm not a relationship coach. This is just one aspect. It's just a topic. Because you've not heard the rest. There is no strategy in CAN or PFM. Maybe Vision 2025, Vision 2030, there's none. We are moving with no agenda. And now we're already raising liberal Christians who take pleasure in insulting pastors and dragging them. They will water down what is holy. And then everybody will just be invaded. And that's why we are. So I'm telling people, I say, see, it's not relationship I'm teaching. It's a major culture shift. We are going to enter everywhere. I'm telling you. Just talking to those in Kano about the system, the Islamic system in the north. They call it the Alumajiri system. Sanusi Lamido was tampering everything and he was allowed until he tampered that he was removed. And the reason why you know that the removal was even beyond the governor, you can be angry at Ganduje, what like anyhow, but it's beyond him. It's the system, because that system is the foundation for their discipleship, for their radicalization of individuals. And what's the system? Look at it. The mistake many people who don't know about the North think they make is that they assume that the Alumajiri children are orphans. They are not. They are parents. And most of them are from wealthy homes. Yes. It is like the Spartan system. They take the children at certain age, release them to the wild in group. You hear names like Dan Asabe, Dan Ladi, and all that. Dan is just like saying Omo, Ilu, from so and so place. All right? And then they release them. What are they? While they are on the streets, they are to expect their God to provide daily bread. They beg. And then they are aggressively learning the Quran. They don't miss their lecture time. That season is a discipleship season. They disciple them. First, what's the idea of putting them on the street? Make sure they are individuals who don't want much out of life. Then put knowledge of religion in their head. By the time the resources come, these people already don't live one term life. They will pour it on the religion. You can't beat that strategy. And there are many. If you need a soldier out of these ones, you will find. If you need soldiers out of them, you will find soldiers out of them. If you need, give me what? You want to empower any one of them to be the next billionaire and all that, you will. You want people who can kill themselves and die for anything out of these ones, you will find. Because the foundation has been laid. You have no care for tomorrow. Because one of the things I've found out is that what will destroy Nigeria is prophecies. We can never be free like this. So it is not in view. Why? It simply has never happened in any nation. People must know something and break free. That is the pattern. Islam right now is 10 times more funded. Go and check. All of you right now, I'm scared of you guys. An average believer is very humble in church. I'm very humble until some small resources comes. You'll be amazed at the pride. Why? Because money is still luxury. That is the truth. When you get to a point where kingdom is established in your heart, then you will understand. You will not be easily impressed. If I start taking census now, what's the highest amount of money you have ever touched personally? Or that you have ever had personally once in your account? I'm not sure there's anybody here who has personally done 100 million yet. Meanwhile, the size of 100 million in your mind is relative to the size of your dream. If the size of your activity is at the level of 2 million and you get 100 million, it's luxury. If the size of what you are doing is in billions and you get 100 million, you still need money. The problem is not just your pride, it's that you need little. Or you are doing small things. It is believers that are stupid. They are the ones that call their pastors fanatics. These other guys don't. I saw a video yesterday. There was a Congress meeting, I think in New York, and a press conference. And a young lady got up to ask a question, and she was asking about when the ideological war against the Muslims will stop. That why is it that Muslims have planted terrorists all over the world? And the congresswoman that answered has said, it is estimated that at least 20%, 15 to 20% of that religion are either radical or are prone to radicalization. And that's a whopping in number of about 200. But the Nazis, there is the Nazis now that were radical, proceeding killing how many million Jews? Over 6 million Jews. It wasn't done by those. So when you do that, those who are not radical are insignificant. 19 radical guys succeeded in breaking down the World Trade Center, killing thousands of people. The rest who are radical are not significant. And then went further to ask her a question. We've just lost Americans to this war. Are you an American? She said yes. Why is your focus not America but your religion? That's the wiring. And they don't call that being fanatical. But the moment a pastor, you see, the empowerment young people seem to have found to don't mind all those pastors. It is a violent spirit that is against the gospel. Am I saying all pastors are right? No. See a young boy go on Instagram or Twitter and drag pastor here at the way. We're not ready. We're not ready. And when you ask them, they feel they are smart. We are woke generation. See, smart people don't say they are smart. Their work shows it. The way they reason, the way they talk, the way they see life, the expression. The harvest is great. So quit having the mentality of an hireling where, listen, hold on. Let me show you what that means. So I have a farm and I have, let's say, what fruit do you like? Huh? Watermelon. Watermelon is a boring fruit. Banana. Banana is a very sad fruit. Apple looks like sin from the beginning. Why is strawberry? It looks like colonial fruit. Pineapple. Nobody is mentioning my fruit. Mango. Let's mention mango. Let's stay there. Permit me, I'm the one with the mic. Mango. So imagine I have a mango plantation. And they are so ripe that they're already getting rotten. And I'm sending somebody to the field to go harvest them. And what the person is thinking of is, I would lick mango today. Like, the harvest is great. Do you understand? There's no way you will go for the harvest and still lack. There's no way. There's no way. We have to wake up. The harvest is great. So you can't be here and just thinking, if I can step my feet in America, you are still behind. That's you being behind schedule. You are still behind. Oh, if I can step my feet right now in Canada. The first time I stepped my feet in Canada. Look at the one that God is sending as a deliverer, thinking about stepping feet in the place you are going to deliver them. Look at the way you are thinking. If I can step my feet, the day I'll step my feet for the first time in give me a name of a country, in Dubai. And God is thinking, are these the people we are sending? You are carried away by the splendor of those who need your Jesus. Listen to what I'm saying. There is a positioning you must have before you are trusted for global or with global missions. Which Nigerian musician went to play for them in one country recently? the band members, the drummer, and all those people, they escaped. As they landed in the country, they ran. Jackpa, Pro Max. I was just thinking, those who need your citizens to come to their country and keep their economy going, how do you ever think they can be trusted to monitor your elections and tell you it went well? It didn't go well. How do you think they ever want your own country to be good? Because it is your country being bad that makes it as prosperous. We never learn. We never learn. As believers, we never learn. So let me say this. I'm just going to quote it. One of my spiritual daughters sent me a message yesterday. I said, they just got me a lecturing job. So I just saw that part. I'm like, oh, God. You mentioned the school. I didn't bother checking the headline. I'll reply later. The reason why I did that was like, no, what God is doing in your life is more than this. Then later, as I checked, she now said, she now saw laughter emoji. I'm not taking that. I said, correct. That's my daughter. We still know you are lost when everything that looks right is an opportunity. Everything that looks better. Do you understand? Don't you get it? I told you at a point they got me a job to be a last man. I'm not against it. It's not a bad job. It's a good job. If your purpose follows that line. Being a police officer is a good job. But what will you say I've done wrong? Hope Jesus will not give you one small thing and you will japa like those musicians. Hope 10 million is not enough to make you japa. You know, when I talk about those guys that went to those countries and ran away. What can happen to you now that you just... Everything we are doing, that's where you start picking offense at the things I'm saying at workers' meeting. You know, once pride enters, your offense is quick. Because you already feel better. Because that's the real thing. There's nothing God is doing with resources in heaven. He wants to pour it out, but He loves you too much. He will not give it to you if that's your price. That's the truth. We have to start thinking global evangelism. Do you understand? Anybody who sits for money as a way to prove to naysayers that the man you say can't succeed. See me now. You're not even ready. Let's bow our heads and pray. And ask for God's help. That will become passionate about the global evangelism. Oh yes, please pray. Pray for mercy. Pray. Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. So, Father, we'll give you praise and we ask that we'll carry the burden for global evangelism. We will not reject you after you have blessed us. Rather, we'll be passionate about your assignment. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details: 2215005289 UBA.